Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. So can I give it to you in this definition way that the Holy Ghost gave it to me? Faith, what is faith? Faith is believing that you have something that is not yet manifested in the physical, material world that you live in. Faith is believing that you have something, believing. Faith is believing that you have something that has not yet manifested itself in the physical, material world that you live in. Does it exist? Yes. Where? In the realm of the Spirit. But the way I bring it out of the realm of the Spirit into the physical world that I live in is through the vehicle of faith. Faith is the substance of things I hope or desire for that is mine. Isn't that right? It belongs to me. And it does exist. So faith is believing that you have something right now that has not yet manifested itself in the physical, material world that we live in. Can I tell you a story? Thank you for your enthusiasm. But I'll tell you anyway. I went for my full pardon. Anybody know what a full pardon is? A full pardon is all my civil and political rights were restored back to me as a citizen of the United States of America, as well as the right to own and possess a firearm, which is shotguns, rifles, and pistols for city folks. But anyway, they told me when I went to apply for this full pardon, you had to go fill out this application to the parole pardon system, and I met with this individual. And he, if you didn't get past him, you wouldn't be granted a hearing where you had to go before a panel of four judges that was appointed by the authorities of the land. And these people had to be the ones that made the final decision on your case. I mean, it wasn't a jury trial or nothing. It was four panel of four judges that made the final decision about it. So I went and applied for a full pardon. And they just basically told me, you know, and laughed me almost out of the application process center to be able to do this. I mean, you know, you can apply for a partial pardon, sir, but you was in prison for armed robbery, and you're saying that you want to get the right to own and possess a firearm? Nobody could do that. You can't do that, but they didn't know how big God was. I tell you, they didn't know, and I kind of got discouraged. If I could just tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help me God, I kind of got discouraged. But I had been meditating on the Word of God. I had been meditating on God's Word because I'd gotten gloriously born again on my third escape from prison, driving down the road to Galveston, Texas, the first week of May of 1982. And I become acquainted with Jesus. Then later in prison, I got a hold to one of Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin's books, and that introduced me to some information about the Word of God and revelation about the Word of God, and especially about faith that I'd never heard before. And I began to practice those things and believe those things. So now I'm out of prison 9 years. I've been out of prison and been to Bible school and everything, and now I'm out 9 years. And this is June 21st, 1993, that I went for this hearing, and where they had it at was in the Montgomery, Alabama courthouse, because that was the region that I was in, and that's where they held this particular hearing for pardons. In fact, I was not the only one. It was a pretty big courtroom, and they only have these hearings, you know, just every now and then, maybe a couple of year, if that much. And back then, I don't know what they do now. But we was in this big courtroom, and you just had to go in there because you knew that your name was on the docket. You know what I mean, to come up, but you didn't know what time. They didn't give you any time. And you didn't know when you was going to be called. And of course, I'm wondering, when am I going to go? Because I got to leave. My airplane is at the Montgomery Airport, and I had to fly out of there and go up to South Carolina and start a meeting on that night. And I was wondering, what in the world am I going to do if they just drag this thing out, even with an airplane? You know, I'm going to be late for the meeting if they go way over into the evening. So we got up to lunchtime. They still hadn't called my case, and they took a break, and I was thinking, let's just go. We'll fast through lunch and get this thing through here, you know. And so anyway, they finally did after lunch, late in the afternoon, 1:30, 2 o'clock. They finally called my name, and I went up there, and they went through a lot of mechanics, and they had people coming, protesting me, getting a full pardon, because that's part of the process. But everybody that was protesting me, I had never committed a crime against them or done anything related to anything to do with them. But there's just people that do that, you know, and I'm not belittling those people at all or nothing. But they were just coming to protest me getting a full pardon. And they were talking about how this guy got a full pardon. And then he went out and killed this person. This guy here got a full pardon and went out and raped this person. Or this guy here got a full pardon, went out and robbed this person, you know. And they were just all this. And finally, I thought, I'm going to be here till dark. And them just talking about why I shouldn't get a full pardon. And so I just politely raised my hand. And the chairman of the board, you could tell he was bored. The chairman of the board was bored. He was bored too, hearing all this redundant, same testimony over and over. But he had to give him the right to speak. So I just finally raised my hand and to be able to cut in, you know, between one of them stopping and another one coming up, you know, to make a protest. And so the chairman looked over there. He was the head of all the four panel judges, you know, and they had designated that all to start with when we first got there. And he looked at me. He said, Mr. Greer, he said, have you got something to say? I said, yes, Your Honor. I said, I don't want to speak out of turn or nothing here. I said, but the way this is going, I said, I know you're busy. And I said, these men here are busy. And I said, there's probably a lot of other people that's got cases. And I said, I've got a meeting that's got to start tonight in South Carolina. And I said, if all that line of people that's standing up in the middle here that wants to come down here, I said, I'll never make it. I said, I've got to get to church tonight. And I said, but can I say something right now? And I said, you know, and if I'm out of order, just tell me and I'll stop. He said, no, just go ahead, you know. Say what it is. I said, well, sir, and I said, I'd like to present to you, Your Honors, I said, your panel of four judges. I said, you've heard testimony of people here that's testifying. I said, but notice not one person here has said one word about me personally. Everything they said is about somebody else. I said, those people they're talking about, sir, is not in this courtroom today. I said, I'm the one, so to speak, that's on trial, not the people they're talking about. I said, so would you mind if they've got any evidence against me personally or something I did against them personally to have them come forward and let them speak? And I said, if the courtroom is full of them, I'll stay here with you. I said, but it seems like to me that they're talking about people that are not here. I'm the one that's here. I'm the one that if I'm wrong, I need to be told about it. And they need to testify about it. Well, when I got through, of course, the Lord gave me that wisdom. The chairman of the judges, he whispered to one guy and the other, and whispered to the other guy, and they all put their heads together, you know, like up there, like the Mickey Mouse Club, you know, the thing. I'm not knocking the judges. Don't tell them I told you, my God. But they're putting their heads together. So what's this got to do with faith? Just hang on. What's this got to do with believing that you have something that has not yet manifested itself in the physical material world? Well, they whispered a little bit back and forth for about 30 seconds to a minute. And then they said, you know, Mr. Greer, he said, you make a good point. He said, not one of these people here have yet to testify about something that you've done against any of them personally. They're talking about people that are not here, and you are correct. And he said, we will take your advice, he said, because we realize that there's a lot of cases here. And he said, we are busy just like you said. And I knew that they was bored just like I was. You know what I mean? I'm not against the people. So he said, all right, every one of you that's in this line. And there was about 40 people standing there ready to testify, you know, and give their word on it. He said, everybody in this line right here that's got something directly related to this man's case, and you know about his case personally and not about somebody else that has done something wrong, somebody else, then you stay in the line. And if you don't have something personal to say about him and about his case, sit down. Everybody sat down. Everybody. Not one person was there. Sat down. So that eased the load right there. You know what I mean? And of course, you could see there was some bristling anger And I was wondering where Pastor Dave Prosser was to help me slip out the back, Jack. Open a new door out of here, because I mean, and I wasn't against the folks, but I just thought, boy, we're going to be here forever, you know, about this, because they was doing it on a lot of people. I mean, that's why I'd seen them do it. These same people get up and protest, you know. And I'm not against anybody, you know. And I know that, you know, sometimes it seems like the criminal has more rights than the individual that went through all the pain and suffering, you know. I understand all that. I can see the other side. So anyway, they got to talking and carrying on, and then they had me share a little bit more. And then, of course, they looked at my record. They got all your records. I mean, anything you've done, they've got it right there before you. I'm talking about even what color your eyes are, how tall you are. If you lost any weight last week, it may be a little too far. But anyway, I mean, they got it all. And then they started looking at my record file, because what they wanted was all the bad stuff I'd ever done. But the Holy Ghost told me in my spirit, he said, don't send them just the bad stuff. He said, send them the good stuff. He said, show them where you went to Bible school, how you got a conditional release from parole by the state officials because you had been such a model person when you got out of prison and you done everything right. You went to Bible school and you graduated with straight A's. For nobody else, that was nothing. But for me, it was a miracle of God. Why? Because a lot of people graduated from Penn State. I graduated from the state pen, so it was a little different for me, you know. So here I am. And the judge, the chairman of the judge, went over there and he said, you know, you got letters from a lot of people up here. And it did. There was a lot of pastors that I'd known that wrote letters, and even Dan Hagin wrote a letter. And that's how I got to that hearing to start with. But he said, you know, he said, we're not going to be able to, he whispered this to me. He said, we're going to grant you a pardon. He said, but we can't grant you the right to own and possess a firearm. He said, you're in prison for armed robbery. He said, that's unheard of. Of course, my feathers kind of dropped. Do you know what I mean? The duck didn't want to float. The hawk flew down. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, I was going under. And I stood up straight, though, and kind of gathered up myself. And he finally dismissed my case and said that this is what's going to be happening. You know, you're going to get a partial pardon. So I turned around, you know, just kind of devastated, you know, because I came to get a full pardon with the right to own and possess a firearm. And so as I'm walking down this aisle, and it seemed like forever, because I got to go out and get in this rental car I got and get over to the airport, because they got my airplane ready to go. All I got to do is get in it, fire it up, and zing, getting out of here. You know, I got all my luggage over there and everything already packed up. I got a Pastor Frank Jones that's going to pick me up there at the Greenville Spartanburg Airport when I land, and we're going on to the service I'm supposed to be on that night. But anyway, when I started walking down the aisle, it was like the Holy Ghost just spoke right up inside of me. This is what I heard. It said, Mark 11:23 will work for you if you obey it. Mark 11:23 will work for you if you'll obey it. Well, I knew what Mark 11:23 said. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So I saw right away that I had to get in faith about this, and I couldn't get in the mental realm about it, and I couldn't just get into the idea of what the judges said, because they are the final authority. I mean, that was it. There's no appeal process. Whatever they say, it's over. So as I was going down through there, it was hard for me to wrap my head around it to start with. So just right out in my spirit to start with, as I'm walking along, because it's a long courtroom, a long alleyway I had to go out of down the aisle, you know, I just started saying in my heart, and my head was giving me all kind of trouble. But you know, you can't have a heart full of faith with thoughts of doubt going through your head. I said, you can have a heart full of faith with thoughts of doubt going through your head. So here I am, and I started saying just in my spirit, I said, I believe that I receive a full pardon with the right to own and possess a firearm. I believe that I have received a full pardon. He said, Mark 11:23 will work for me if I'll obey it. But I got to obey it. So I started saying it. I'm not trying to make God do something that he don't want to do. He's already said that he wants to do it. I had a witness of a spirit he wanted to do it. I had his word that he wanted to do it. Mark 11:23 will work for you. I'm not trying to twist his arm by speaking the God's word or confessing God's word or nothing. But I'm saying it. So by the time I got to the back of the courtroom, you know, where I wouldn't, you know, I didn't want them to sing that song over me by hearing me say that. So I didn't say it real loud. I said, what song is that? You know that song. They're coming to take him away. Ha-ha, they're coming to take him away to the funny farm. Because when people hear you talking faith, they immediately want to take you to the funny farm. Anybody remember that song? We know how old you are anyway. But anyhow, didn't want them to take me to the funny farm. So here I am. By the time I got to the back, I said, in the name of Jesus, I believe that I receive the full pardon. I stepped out in the foyer. I believe I received the full pardon. This is for the days of all the good highfalutin cell phones, you know, and all that kind of stuff. These little bitty things you could carry with you. You could have them in your cars back then, and they may have some portable Motorolas, you know what I mean? Just you could kill a fish with if you threw it in the water. You could kill a 100-pound catfish. You knock him in the head with it. You know, it's so big.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.